the rest of the story. Yes, women climbed mountains during the Victorian era. And yet of all of the brave female mountaineers, one was braver and stronger by far, and more accomplished than all of the rest. Her name was Chingel, spelled T-S-C-H-I-N-G-E-L, Chingel. She was Swiss-born in a small village in the Bernese Oberland. And from her first climb, fellow mountaineers recognized her rare and remarkable talent for the task. Her alpine intuition was astounding, comrades would recall. While still young and inexperienced, she could show the most seasoned guides the best path to take through treacherous terrain. It was as though she could sense the presence of a crevasse, even one completely concealed beneath a blanket of white. She could also tell just by looking whether a snow bridge was safe to cross. Chingel would approach the summit with a party of climbers, but then just as their goal came into view, she would rush on ahead, scrambling to the top, and through the most formidable climbs the Alps had to offer, her enthusiasm remained undiminished. During her years as an alpine mountaineer, she made hundreds of climbs, hundreds of them, including 53 near-impossible ascents, and 11 of those peaks had never been climbed before by anyone. Her proudest moment came in 1875. That was the year she climbed the spectacular Mont Blanc, the White Mountain, at 15,665 feet, the highest mountain in all Europe. Then Chingel was already a member of the prestigious Alpine Club, so when she returned to Chamonix from that spectacular triumph, she was given, as were few, a salute by cannon. Chingel was a paradox in some ways. On one hand, she loved weak tea and classical music, but on the other, she challenged terrain that troubled most male mountaineers. For most men, some of those peaks were too tough a challenge. But from her very first ascent, the precipitous summit of Torrenthorn, her incredible career included even the crossing of the great Gemmi Pass, even the mastery of the magnificent Blumenzollhorn. And during 1 month alone, September 1872, during 1 month, she climbed the towering Finsterhorn, the Grossdoldenhorn, the Haseljungfrau's peak of the Wetterhorn, and with time left to cross the demanding Grünhornluke three times. Three times! Yet despite the dangers she encountered on the most hazardous climbs ever made in the Alps, Chingel passed away peacefully in her sleep in Dorking, Surrey. She died of old age. And so that the record of her life and her conquests might be accurate and complete, I suppose I am obligated further to mention that the great love of her life was not mountain climbing at all. The great love of her life was another mountaineer, and his name was William Augustus Coolidge. Were it not for adoring him, Chingel might never have wished to embark upon the career that put her in the record books, and indeed, in the history books. For through each alpine adventure, that same man was at her side. His name was William Coolidge. William Coolidge, the beloved and constant companion of one of the greatest female mountain climbers who ever lived, Chingel, T-S-C-H-I-N-G-E-L, Bill Coolidge's beagle dog. Now you know the rest of the story.